Commissioner Tommy Atkinson held onto the Precinct 4 seat for nearly 14 years. When he announced he was running for county judge, it opened a floodgate of candidates to try and fill the vacancy. Six Democratic candidates ended up on the ballot, but after election night, it was narrowed down to two. Both with about 25% of the vote, SAISD board trustee Deborah Guerrero and PR consultant Tommy Calvert will face each other in the runoff election. Guerrero's election watch party was held at her private residence with friends and family. She says that one of her main concerns is the lack of a female representation on Commissioner's Court.
The fact is that there has not been a woman on the Commissioner's Court since 2001. And honestly, that's a shame. When 51% of the population is not represented in a governmental entity that large,
Tommy Calvert, at his campaign headquarters, says the precinct has not been getting its fair share of resources for streets and drainage.
We are 40% of the county. We are the largest geographic precinct, but we only get about 17% of the streets and drainage budget. When you look at the $800 million that was pumped here from TxDOT and the governor, not a dollar was in Precinct 4. I'm going to change that.
On the Republican side, which initially had three challengers, a pair of mayors will be going head-to-head in the runoff. Current Windcrest Mayor Alan Baxter and current Kirby Mayor Timothy Wilson had just under 40% of the vote each. Baxter says that his main concern is addressing a lack of sheriff's deputy and fire protection presence in the eastern parts of the county. He says that he also believes that infrastructure is a major concern.
We're always in fourth place out of four precincts when it comes to infrastructure improvements. We're the only precinct that doesn't have complete protection with fire. We need to have a police, sheriff substation in Precinct 4. We got away from the basics of public safety, quality of life, and infrastructure.
Mayor Wilson, at his election party, echoes Baxter's sentiments on police and fire, adding that the mindset of addressing the needs of Precinct 4 has to change.
We can't continue to spend money on bringing special projects flying across the world, trying to bring companies here to work. We have companies here that still need skilled professional people to work. We have to educate our residents and our citizens to do that. And to bring businesses into our neighborhoods, we have to take care of those neighborhoods. Nobody's going to move into a downwind neighborhood.
The runoff election to secure the official party candidates for November will be on Tuesday, May 27th. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.